Inside Out and Back again, reading assignment number 9, part 3, Alabama, pages 115 to 134. Unpack and repack. We're giddy when we get off the airplane. Our cowboy, who never takes off his tall, tall hat, delivers us to his huge house where grass spreads out so green it looks painted. Stay until you feel ready. We smile and unpack the two outfits we each own. One look at our cowboy's wife, arms, lips, eyes contorted into knots, and we repack. August 15th. English above all. We sit and sleep in the lowest level of our cowboy's house, where we never see the wife. I must stand on a chair that stands at a tea table to see the sun and the moon out a too high window. The wife insists we keep out of her neighbor's eyes. Mother shrugs. More room here than on two mats on a ship. I wish she wouldn't try to make something bad better. She calls a family meeting. Until you children master English, you must think, do, wish for nothing else. Not your father, not our old home, not your old friends, not our future. She tries to mean it about father, but I know at times words are just words. August 16th. First rule. Brother Kwong says add an S to nouns to mean more than one, even if there's already an S sitting there. Glass, glasses. All day I practice squeezing hisses through my teeth. Whoever invented English must have loved snakes. August 17th. American chicken. Most food our cowboy brings is wrapped in plastic or pushed into cans, while chicken and beef are chopped and frozen. We live on rice, soy sauce, canned corn. Today our cowboy brings a paper bucket of chicken, skin crispy and golden, smelling of perfection. Brother Coy recoils, vowing to never eat anything with wings. Our cowboy bites on a leg, grins to show teeth and gums. I wonder if he's so friendly, because his wife is so mean. We bite. The skin tastes as promised, crunchy and salty, hot and spicy. But mother wipes the corners of her mouth before passing her piece into the napkin. Brother Vu gags. A cowboy scrunches his brow, surely thinking, why are his refugees so picky? Brother Kwong forces a swallow before explaining we are used to fresh-killed chicken that roam the yard, snacking on grains and worms. Such meat grows tight in texture, smelling of meadows and tasting sweet. I bite down on a thigh. Might as well bite down on a bread soaked in water. Still, I force yum-yum sounds. I hope to ride the horse our cowboy surely has. August 20th. Out the too high window. Green mats of grass in front of every house, vast windows in front of sealed curtains, cement lanes where no one walks, big cars pass not often, not a noise, clean, quiet loneliness. August 21st. Second rule. Add an S to verbs acted by one person in the present tense, even if there's already an S sound nearby. She chooses. He refuses. I'm getting better at hissing. No longer spitting on my forearms. August 22nd. American address. Our cowboy in an even taller hat finds us a house on Princess Anne Road, pays rent ahead 3 months. Mother could not believe his generosity until Brother Kwong says the American government gives sponsors money. Mother is even more amazed by the generosity of the American government until Brother Kwong says, it's to ease the guilt of losing the war. Mother's face crinkles like paper on fire. She tells Brother Kwong to clamp shut his mouth. People living on others' goodwill cannot afford political opinions. I inspect our house. 2 bedrooms, one for my brothers, one for mother and me. A washing machine, because no one here will scrub laundry in exchange for a bowl of rice. The stove spews out clean blue flames, unlike the ashy coals back home. What I love best, the lotus pod shower, where heavy drops will massage my scalp as if I were standing in a monsoon. What I don't love, pink sofas, green chairs, plastic cover on a table, stained mattresses, old clothes, unmatched dishes. All from friends of our cowboy. Even at our poorest, we always had beautiful furniture and matching dishes. Mother says, be grateful. I'm trying. August 24th. Letter home. As soon as we have an address, Mother writes all the way to the north where Father's brother anchors down the family line in their ancestral home. It's the first time Mother has been allowed to contact anyone in the North since the country divided. It will be the first time Father's brother learns of his disappearance, unless Father has sent word that he's safe after all. I shiver with hope. August 25th. Third rule, always an exception. Do not add an S to certain nouns. One deer, two deer. Why no S for two deer, but an S for two monkeys? Brother Kwong says no one knows. So much for rules. Whoever invented English should be bitten by a snake. Passing time. I study the dictionary because grass and trees do not grow faster just because I stare. I look up. Jane, not listed. Sees, to eyeball something. Spot, a stain. Run, to move really fast. Meaning, blank, eyeball, stain, move. I throw the dictionary down and ask Brother Kwong. Jane is a name, not in the dictionary. Spot is a common name for dog. Girl named Jane sees dog named Spot run. I can't read a baby book. Who will believe I was reading Not Lin? But then, who here knows who he is? August 27th. Nay, not he. Brother Kwong is tired of translating. Our sponsor takes me to register for school alone. As my personal cowboy for the day, he will surely let me ride his horse. I start to climb into his too-tall truck, but his two fingers walk in the air. This means I'm to walk to school. Turn right where flowers big as dinner plates grow strangely blue. Turn left where purple puffy wands arch on tall bushes, inviting butterflies. Sweat beads plump up on my cowboy's upper lip. My armpits embarrass me. I must remember to not raise the reins high. We walk and walk on a road where the horizon keeps extending. Finally, we stop at a fat red brick building. Paperwork, paperwork with a woman who pats my head while shaking her own. I step back, hating pity, having learned from Mother that the pity giver feels better, never the pity receiver. On the walk home, I take a deep breath, forcing myself to say, "You, horse?" He, I go. My personal cowboy shakes his head. I repeat myself and gallop. He scrunches his face. I say, "Horse," and he, until my throat hurts. We get home. Brother Kwong has to translate after all. No, Mr. Johnston does not have a horse, nor has he ever ridden one. What kind of cowboy is he? To make it worse, the cowboy explains horses here go, "Nay, nay, nay," not he. No, they don't. Where am I? August 29th. That's the end of reading assignment number 9.